We're headed now to a small fishing village on the west coast of Karnataka in India. The Indian Ocean waves pound the shoreline around here. That's fine with Ishita Malaviya. She's a surfer, and not just any surfer. She's India's first and only professional female surfer. And when she's not competing, she's busy teaching Indian kids how to surf at the Shaka Surf School. How are the waves today, Ishita, in Karnataka?
Unfortunately, not so good. Because we're in the middle of monsoon season over here on the West Coast, and we actually can't surf for another month or so.
So you not only teach at this Shaka Surf School, you co-founded it with your friend Tushar Patiyan. What was the idea behind it? Why did you want to start a surf school?
It's a pretty long story. It all started like 7 years back when Tushar and I just discovered surfing when we came to Manipal, which is like a university town where we came to study. And we ran into a group of surfing swamis, some surfers from California, and they pushed us in our very first waves. And ever since then, like, our life changed. And we just fell in love with surfing so much, and we had to try to make it work because surfing is so unheard of in India. And it was like pretty out there for us to decide to start a surf school, but we just love it so much, and we basically wanted to spread the joy of surfing in India and spread the stoke. So that was our biggest motivation.
You're in India and you're a woman. What did your family think about that?
My family was definitely apprehensive at first. I mean, from day one, they just didn't get the whole idea behind it. They're like, first of all, they're like, what is surfing, you know? And you want to do this? Like, you just went to college. Like, why do you want to surf, you know? So it took them a while to understand that it was more than just like, you know, a sport, more than a one-time thing, you know, it was a lifestyle. And now they're like really supportive because they get it. After I took my parents surfing, I think they started getting it.
Oh, your parents went surfing?
Yeah, I take my mom and dad out sometimes and they really love it. So
So it sounds like you're pushing cultural barriers as a woman surfer in India. How does that actually play out when you're in the waves? I mean, do guys ever drop in on you as if you're not even there, or is it kind of friendly?
There's a lot of cultural barriers in terms of, like, you know, women not being allowed to surf. When I see like other women or other girls who want to pursue surfing, their families are apprehensive about maybe them getting darker, you know, like skin color is a big issue. So it's not considered beautiful to be dark.
Really?
So naturally when you surf, you get tan. In Western countries, that's like looked upon as a good thing. But in India, it's like suddenly you're not suitable for marriage or things like that. So, and in India, like just generally there's a major fear of the ocean, you know, like people just don't feel safe in the water. And so just encouraging women to get in the water has been quite a challenge. So I feel like it's slowly changing.
What do you tell Indian kids, especially the young women, to get them psyched?
I just like try to be a positive role model and just get them to just get in the water, and the ocean takes care of the rest, you know. I don't have to do much. Just have to persuade them a little bit and, you know, be supportive and warm and welcoming.
So you're saying surfing keeps childhood lasting longer?
For sure. Definitely. It's my biggest playground, the ocean.
What do you prefer, competing in professional surfing events or introducing Indian kids to the sport?
Oh, definitely, like, spreading the joy of surfing, hands down. I mean, I'm a pretty new surfer, you know. I've only been surfing for 7 years, and I've so far only been competing, like, within the country and just representing, you know. I spend most of my time at my surf school teaching all the local kids and girls how to surf, so, and people who come from the big cities, so. And I've seen people go from being, like, terrified of the ocean to, like, just loving it, you know, and feeling so confident and empowered, and to be able to give that, share that feeling with someone, you know, and like it's really special. So definitely spreading the stoke.
You've picked up on some of the West Coast lingo, stoked, I see. What about some surfing lingo from India? Anything you can share with us?
Oh, I don't think we have any.
Well, you need to start making some words up then.
Yeah, but Tushar and I came up with a word called Namaloha, which is a combination of namaste and aloha, which means the same thing.
Oh, I'm going to so use that. Namaloha.
We have a surf camp called Camp Namaloha, and I think it goes really well.
Ishita, namaloha to you. Thanks very much.
Namaloha, Shaka.